You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for an offering of light with Robin Chaney.
Robin Chaney.
Live from RobinChaney.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is an offering of light
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, welcome to Thursday night on A1R Psychic Radio. I am Robin, the first host of the evening. And please excuse, I am still packing and preparing to move. Hopefully that will happen soon. It's kind of been it's been dragging out and pushing back. Anyway, don't pay attention to anything behind here, okay? Anyway, welcome. My name is Robin, and I'm a healer, and I'm here to help you move forward on your healing journey or just feeling good, right? The light will just help. I use light. I call it light. To me, it's the light of God and from the divine, and is here to just help. So if you've been here before, welcome back. If you're new to this evening, welcome. I hope to see you again. This is a very quick show, so I can't do a lot of like really intense work, but we do get some good work here. And everybody gets light, and you can always come back and watch a replay and still get some more light. It won't be as intense as it is when I'm doing it live, but you can still come back and get some more. Okay? All right. Oh, and if you do like what I have to offer, please go to my website. It's robinchaney.com, and you can see what other offerings I have. I do have on April 18th, I do have a group healing where it'll be a Google Meet meeting, and I will pick people from the attendees to do live healings and live readings on, which is always so fun. And not many people sign up for them. So I would love to. I've been able to get every person that shows up, give them a little bit of specific one-on-one time. So that's always, it's been nice to have that and meet so many people that come. So, okay. Anyway, let's get started and see where we go tonight. So everyone just get comfortable, whatever that means for you, whatever that looks like for you, unless you are operating machinery, please do not. We want you to be safe. All right. So on the count of three, let's take a deep breath in. One, two, three, deep breath in and release. Nice. Oh, I feel like I need to stretch. All right, let's do that again on the count of three. One, two, three. Deep breath in. And release. Nice. If y'all have been here before, you know I usually do both arms up during that, but I have something wrong with my shoulder, and it goes, depending on how my arm is angled, I can go about this far. So it's a little painful. I believe what that is from. I did some really intense dark work, demonic work last night, and I think I have a little bit of stuff stuck. So I'm going to have to clear myself a little later. So I hope if you do any work like this, that you do clear yourself as well. And sometimes they still get in, so you just have to do the extra work. All right, here we go. And yeah, I can only lift up one arm. Oh, goodness. Okay, here we go. That's not going to stop the light, though. All right, so let's see if I'm going to pick up anything. Ooh. Like, I feel like pressure in my ears. I'm swallowing like there's some phlegm, but it's, like, not, like, easily swallowed. Like, it's, like, thick and kind of, like, it's compacted a little bit in swallowing. So, but I think last time we were here, there was a lot of allergies going on. So we might be working on that again. Yeah, my nose feels stopped up. Yeah, that's not mine. All right, so let's get in there. I'm being told headaches. There's headaches going on. It's like allergies. I hear actually hay fever, and then I feel like pressure in my head, headache there. I hear my dog. I'm so sorry. Gemma is quite vocal tonight because Elliot is in the house. Elliot in the house. I'll say, yes, I'm Generation X. Okay, here we go. You know what I want to do? I want to help everybody's immune system, but I want to go into, let's go into bone marrow, just to help those white blood cells be created, right? We want to make sure that they are being created strong, healthy. So let me go into bone marrow. I just want to go into people's blood because I want to strengthen the white blood cells that are in there and encourage proliferation, right? We want to encourage proliferation of the white blood cells so we can all fight, so our bodies can fight what we are up against in this world. So many viruses and pathogens, bacteria. All right, so what I'm doing is just bringing a lot of light into the bone marrow. I'm sorry, if y'all can hear my dog, I am so sorry. She is nuts. Kind of like me. We're both nuts. Okay. Well, we lean towards weird. We embrace that weird. Okay, Gemma is... She wants to rebut. This is cross-examine. Okay. In the marrow. Wow. It's like some people, it's pretty good. Some people, oof, a little less than good. But that's why we're here, to help it out, right? Build up our immune systems. All right, so while that work is going on, feeling a headache like in the front, it feels more in back here also. Let's just move some of this sinus stuff around. And if you can hear my dog, I am so sorry. It's hard to concentrate with her running amok. Okay. There are some compacted sinuses. Let's just put some extra light in there, people. Now, if you're not the person or a person with a lot of allergies that I'm working on right now, you're still getting help, right? The light is still working on you, but my attention can only be in a couple places, and this is where it is right now, okay? That doesn't mean you're not getting any help or healing. So everybody who is accepting it gets it. Again, if you tell it no, it will stop immediately. Even though I don't hear it going into the stomach, there's a lot of phlegm in the stomach that can cause some just upset tummy and some interesting things with the bowels. So just be warned, it's better to, well, I believe, I don't know if it's for everybody, but for me, it's better to blow it out or just kind of spit it out into a tissue and try not to keep all that phlegm inside the body. Or I try not to. Okay. Down in the abdomen. Wait, somebody with reproductive issues. All right, so I'm going to go in the abdomen. I'm going to leave that working. I'm going to go up into the reproductive system. Picking up, which is the... I don't know if I'm mirroring somebody or if I'm POV, but there's an ovary here. This is my right side. There's an ovary here. See how this one's like here and this one's up? It's fascinating. We're going to put light in. Oh, this one's rising up. Okay. And it's twisting. Feels like there's pathogen in The fallopian tubes. Okay, let's see what we can do. Because it was the right side that was kind of hunched over. We're trying to get it to raise up. They're actually moving my hand down to like going on the ovaries and the fallopian tubes. And if this is you, you may feel warmth in your abdomen. My hands are actually directly on my abdomen in lieu of yours. So you may feel this if you are sensitive. Everybody else, you are still basking in the light. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to pack light around this, the reproductive system. So the person with this reproductive system that is being having some healing done right now, I'm just going to pack light there because I want to feel light in everybody's blood. You just want to clean the blood. I want to strengthen the white blood cells, the red blood cells, all the goodness in the blood. Strengthen that. So I'm just asking light in. And again, Gemma, she's very vocal tonight. Thank you, Bean. Thank you, Gemma. All right, my hands are still on the abdomen for the woman who wants some healing in her reproductive system. And I'm also calling in light. So I'm paying attention to that. I can feel the light going into people, into their blood. I want to make sure everything. I also want to do some nervous system work. Goodness, we have a lot going on tonight. I don't know if I'll have enough time. All right, so the blood, let me just fill up the rest of the way. Okay, so I'm going to swoosh it, the blood on the count of three. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I have 2 minutes. Okay, let's swoosh the blood one more time. 1, 2, 3. Can't really like get my arm up. That's so funny. All right, so let's intensify the light. Those who are sensitive may have felt a whoosh. They may have felt the swoosh when I do when I swish the blood. Might get a little lightheadedness. All right, so I have, a minute and a half probably. So let's go as much still on this, the woman with the reproductive system, so my hands are still there, but let's put some light into the spine. Whew. I'm going to try to just fill up the nervous system. We'll just do the nervous system this time. No, they're also saying central nervous system. Okay, so the brain, the spine, and we're going to push it out into the nerves, okay? Whew. Don't have much time, so I'm just trying to do this. Okay, so on the count of three, I'm going to push the light. I have 60 seconds, y'all. Woo-hoo. All right, I'm going to push the light through the nerves from the spine. Okay, if you're sensitive, you will feel this. This feels kind of funny. Hope it brings a giggle to you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Pushing. Oh, okay, we're not going to push that hard. I'm going to push again. I want to intensify the light in the spine. 30 seconds. Okay. 30 seconds. Here we go. Pushing through the nervous system. All right. I want to thank everybody. I'm going to continue to work until we get off the air. So thank you for visiting, coming out to see me. I greatly appreciate it. Hope you all have a wonderful week. And again, you can go to robinchaney.com and see all the wonderful things that I have to offer. Have a good night. And I'm just going to continue to work until I fade to black.